Camden, New Jersey, one of the state's most crime-ridden cities, saw a dramatic drop in murders last year. Details from WHYY's Aaron Mozell.
The Camden County Police Department reported 23 murders in 2017. That's a 30-year low and roughly half the murders recorded in 2016.
We haven't crossed any kind of finish line yet, but this is a positive aspect of 2017.
Camden County spokesman Dan Keeshan says the department certainly deserves some credit for the drop. Focusing on hot spots and arresting high-profile criminals are among the reasons why, but he says they don't tell the whole story.
When we see things like an increase in graduation rate, a decrease in dropout rates from the public schools, when we see expanded enrollment at Rutgers Camden through the Bridging the Gap program and ultimately $2 billion of private investment within the city, all those things contribute to the crime level.
Freeholder Director Louis Capelli Jr. helped usher in the Camden County Police Department, which replaced the city force in 2013 because of budget woes. He says the stats reflect a less dangerous Camden.
When I went to law school there in the late 80s, you know, parking in around the city later in the day or at night, you definitely did not feel safe. Always sought to park as close to the school as possible. Today, you can walk around that neighborhood as safely as you're in any neighborhood in Cherry Hill or Voorhees.
Longtime Camden activist Kelly Francis doesn't buy that. He says Camden is only safer on paper.
When you compare yourself against yourself, that's meaningless. All you have to do is just be one better than the previous year, and you can say, well, look, we've improved.
While murders were down in Camden, shootings were up slightly in 2017. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.